It's Monday, the 22nd of June, day 93. Here's some good news for a change. On Saturday last, Donald Trump held his first mass rally in what seemed like ages, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Given that the pandemic has more or less confined Trump to the White House and left him with only social media to connect with his fan base, this is beginning to get to him. So the Tulsa event, in which you could bet your bottom dollar there would be no social distancing, was both a screw-you gesture to the coronavirus and a signal that the Trump campaign for re-election in November was back on track. Prior to the event, there was a good deal of controversy. After all, holding this kind of rally at a time when the pandemic is still raging in parts of the US looked like a typical piece of Trumpist clueless arrogance. But plans for it went ahead apace, and the Trump campaign was breathless with excitement about it. It was going to be the rally to end all rallies. On Monday, Brad Pasquale, the chairman of Trump's re-election campaign, posted on Twitter that the campaign had fielded more than a million ticket requests and contingency plans were being made to have overspill open-air venues to handle the expected multitudes. Well, you know what happened. The rally turned out to be a damn squib. The Tulsa auditorium was only about a third full. The anticipated million fans didn't show up. The Trump team were discombobulated and also a bit rattled when six of them tested positive for the virus. But first they waited and waited and waited for the crowds to arrive. When they failed to materialise, Trump's team claimed that they had been prevented by demonstrators. But there were only a few demonstrators around. Effectively, nobody showed up. Only later did we discover what had happened. Users of the TikTok social media platform, together with fans of Korean pop music groups, registered for hundreds of thousands of tickets for the rally as a prank. After the Trump campaign's official account posted a tweet on June the 11th, asking supporters to register for free tickets using their phones, K-pop fan accounts began sharing the information with followers, encouraging them to register for the rally and then not show up. The trend quickly spread on TikTok, where videos with millions of views instructed viewers to do the same. As CNN reported on Tuesday, "Oh no, I signed up for a Trump rally and I can't go," one woman joked, along with a fake cough in a TikTok posted on June the 15th. Another posted a regretful message saying that he had hoped to get to the rally but now had to attend the funeral of his hamster. Thousands of other users posted similar tweets and videos to TikTok, racking up in the process millions of views. What's so sweet about this is that the Trump crowd, led by the same Pasquale who was supposed to be the consummate genius at exploiting social media on behalf of his boss, were essentially suckered by a bunch of teenagers. It couldn't have happened to nastier folks. The other thing that's so nice about it is the canniness and ingenuity of the kids. For example, many of them registered for tickets using false names and phone numbers, and advice about how to acquire a Google Voice number or some other internet-connected phone line was all over TikTok. Which means, as an added bonus, they also polluted the database that the Trump campaign has been building from those who booked to come to his rallies. Since the main consequence of the flop in Tulsa, with an auditorium holding only a third of its capacity, was to make Trump look like a loser, the real fun now begins. Personally, I wonder how Pasquale is sleeping at the moment.